what God desires me to do?
你们怎么样察觉神的心意呢？
Would God be happy with me if I do such and such things?
如果我们做一些事情，神是不是会高兴呢？
Does God want me to go to a certain college, marry such a person, or choose certain careers?
神会在乎我们去什么样的学校上学，和什么样的结婚，或者是选什么样的工作吗？
Where in the Bible do I find out if I'm supposed to be a missionary?
在圣经哪个地方我可以找得到我应该是不是应该做一个传教士呢？
It's kind of questions that are often on my mind.
这是一些问题常常在我的头脑中的一些问题。
And it's not only the big questions, but also the little ones.
不仅仅是这些大的问题，而且是小问题经常在我们头脑中。
Which Christmas party should I attend?
哪个圣诞节的晚会我应该去呢？
Who should I go with to lunch on Fridays?
星期五的时候我应该跟谁去吃午饭呢？
How do you know what decisions you make? And how do you know how to make your decisions?
你怎么知道你应该做一些决定在生活中？
Because our decisions shape our life.
因为我们做的决定会改变我们的生活。
Is there always a right decision versus a wrong decision?
你们觉得总是有这个对和错的决定吗？
What do you think? Raise your hand if you think that for every decision in your life, it's a right choice and a wrong choice.
如果你认为在你们生命中每个决定有正确和错误的。
If you think every decision has a right and or wrong choice.
如果你觉得每一个决定你做的有一个要么正确要么错误的话。
Some of you.
举起手来。
Okay. So is eating fried lunch for rice morally wrong compared to eating ramen?
你觉得吃炒米饭是不是在道德上更正确？
So raise your hand. Raise your hand if you think every choice is moral. Jonathan, I know what you're going to say. What is right? Always. Unless you eat at home, right? You can't eat at home.
Jonathan 说他只有吃面条是对对的，对他说。
I don't think there's always a necessary right or wrong behind every choice we make.
我不认为在这个每一个决定我们做的后面有一个正确和错误的这个。
We would be accountable for every choice we make with incomplete data.
如果是这样的话，我们做的每个决定，因为我们是基于一个不完整的这个数据做的决定，所以。
I think it is possible that you can please God by eating either fried rice or ramen.
所以我们可以讨神的喜悦，不管你是吃炒米饭还是吃面条。
Your stomach probably won't like it if you do both, but it's not a moral choice.
你的胃可能不高兴，因为你吃两个都吃的话。
What is more important is this? Can we live a life that is pleasing to God?
更重要的问题我们应该问的是，我们要过什么样的生活才能够讨神的喜悦呢？
Even with so limited knowledge to make decisions.
即使是我们有限的知识来做这个决定。
In today's passage, we learn that for everything we do, God has given us the tools for us to live godly lives.
所以今天我们要学的经文告诉我们的是神已经给了我们所需要的工具，来帮助我们过前进的生活。
So while there may not be a moral right or wrong for every decision we make could be godly and should be godly.
所以我们肯定没在那个每个决定我们做上面并没有一个对和错，但是我们每个决定都应该是合神心意的。
We start a new series today, the book of Second Peter.
我们开始一个新的这个系列，是从彼得后书。
Peter is writing this at the end of his life.
彼得写这个书是差不多快他要将要去世的时候写的。
The Apostle Peter is a pastor, a shepherd protecting and feeding his sheep.
彼得是一个当时是一个牧师，他是来带领和喂养他的当时的这个教会。
And these are the last words we have of him as a pastor writing to the congregation.
这些是我们可以看到他最后他的这些话，他留给他的这个会众们的。
He causes sheep to avoid things such as false teaching.
他叫他的这个会众们能够避免错误的教导。
He causes them to know God through the witness of the apostles.
他让他们去了解神是通过这个使徒的见证，或者
in their writings to us through the Bible.
或者是通过圣经的这个文字。
Be wary of false prophets.
让我们要比较清醒的认识到有这个假教师。
And to know that the day of the Lord will come.
我们也知道最后神会再来。
He challenges us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus.
他是鼓励我们要在救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
Today's verses, we see some of the reasons that Peter is writing this letter.
在今天这个经文里面，我们能看到为什么这个彼得写这些写这些话。
The first two verses and verses 12 and 15 see that Peter's nearing the end of his life.
所以我们在这个第一二节或者第十二、第十五节，我们能看到彼得是在已经接近他生命的尽头了。
He knows that his body is going to be soon put away.
他认识很快他的身体会消亡。
So he wants to give a reminder.
所以他会给他们的教会一个最后的提醒。
In our Christian life, we often need reminders.
在我们基督徒的生活中，我们常常需要这样一个提醒。
Have you ever come on Sunday before and complained that you heard the same message?
你有没有来到教会经常抱怨我们好像听到了同样的这个信息
？That the preacher standing up here is not giving you something new.
这个讲到的给在这里讲的好像没有什么新的东西一样。
It's true that some preachers always teach the same thing.
确实这样，有些这个讲到的确实是讲同样的信息。
And that's a problem.
这是个问题。
However, even as you read the Bible, you realize that many ideas are expressed over and over through the Bible.
但是即使你读圣经的话，你发现有很多这个事情是会反复的跟我们讲的。
How many times in the Bible do we hear about God's mercy?
有多少次你听到这个圣经里讲神的恩慈、神的圣洁、
Man's sin,
人的罪
？How many times does the Bible repeat that the laws that God have on men? How many times do we hear that God demands certain things from men and men fail them?
多少次你看到圣经里讲到神的对我们人的有一些一些法律一些规定，但是我们很多时候人没有遵守这些。
You know, we all need reminders.
所以我们都需要这些提醒。
A story is told, perhaps it's a bit or two.
有一个故事是这么说的。
One congregation complained about the pastor preaching the same sermon every single week.
有个教会他们抱怨他们的这个牧师每个星期讲同样的信息。
So they go to deacons and say, could you talk to the pastor?
所以他们去他们的执事会去抱怨说能不能让牧师讲一些不同的东西呢
And the pastor tells the deacons
这个牧师告诉执事
I preach the same sermon every single week because they don't do what I tell them to do in the sermon
我讲每个星期同样的话是因为他们并不遵守我所告诉他们做的
So they need constant reminder
所以他们需要不断的这个提醒
You see, we often need reminders
所以你看我们常常需要这个不断的提醒的
We are forgetful
我们永远忘掉。
We need reminders of the power of God.
我们需要不断提醒。
We need reminders to continue in our faith.
我们需要不断提醒，我们要有更多的信心。
This is why it's so important for us to gather every week, worship, teaching, prayer, and fellowship.
所以这是为什么我每个星期我们在一起要聚会祷告，然后我们有崇拜。
Faith in Jesus is in tenuous position in this world.
对耶稣的信心实际上在世上是一个很在一个很脆弱的位置上。
Yes, there's historical, there's reasonable evidence for our faith.
有这个历史证据，也有这个道理上的这个证明。
And Peter will address those in this letter.
彼得会在这封信里跟我们详细。
But we can be easily distracted from our faith.
我们可能很容易从我们这个信心的上面被分心。
If we don't hold on to the promises of God, we may easily be swayed to forget our faith and live as if we don't have faith.
如果我们不紧紧地抓住神的应许的话，我们可能很容易被忘记我们的信心。
If we do not prioritize our time to be reminded of the truth of God,
我们就不会花重点花一些时间来。记得神这些提醒关于神的这个。
Our faith and actions become nearsighted as if we're blind.
或者说这个信心变成一个近对我们一个近视的东西，就像第九章第九节里面说的一样。
Now go back to verses 1 and 2.
好，现在我们回到第一和第二节。
In the introduction, we see that Peter is the author of this letter.
我们看到这封信的作者是彼得。
But what is interesting is how he addresses his audience.Us, the readers.
有意思是他是给我写信给我们。
He says, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours.
他写信给我们这些和他得到一样宝贵信心的人。
So in our faith, we're put on the same standing as the apostles.
因为这个我们的这个信息
Some object here and say our faith is not the same as Peter's.
有人说我们的信心比彼得可是不能比啊。
Some people have more faith, other people have less faith.
有些人可能有更多的信心, 有些人可能信心不那么多。
And Romans 12:3 tends to support that each person has a certain measure of faith.
在罗马书12章3节提到这个其实有些人每个人都有不同的这个程度的信心。
I think what Peter is saying here is that the apostles and us have the same faith in that it is in Jesus. It's based in Jesus' righteousness.
我想在这里彼得想重点强调的是 我们的这个信心是和他一样都是基于对耶稣的信心
The baby Christian as well as a mature believer have a faith that puts themselves so that when God looks at them, they see the righteousness.
因为我们这个信心是基于耶稣的神的信心所以不管你是一个很年轻的基督徒或者是你一个成熟的基督徒的话 在神眼里看来,他们都是看到了耶稣在我们为我们做这个替代。
It's Jesus' righteousness that God sees when he looks at us.
因为是耶稣的这个义,神才真正的看到了,通过神的义看到我们。
What does that mean to us?
那对我们的意义是什么呢?
It means that though we are alive, though we deserve God's judgment and are dead in our sin, Christ made us alive.
这意味着说我们是活着的。 尽管我们当得了神的审判但是因为我们的罪我们应该是死的但神让我们活过来。As
Christians, we are characterized by piety or godliness.
所以作为基督徒来说我们应该一个特征就是一个敬虔或者虔诚的这个生活。现在我们看第三节。
God has given us all that we need for life and for godliness.
神已经给了我们所有所需要的我们怎么样过我们的生活和一个敬虔的生活。We
not only have life because God sees Christ's righteousness on us, we can live our lives in such a way that it pleases God.
我们不仅是用我们的生活而且是我们是在有耶稣的义在我们身上所以我们可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Some people say, God is good. He gives me what I need for eternal life through Jesus Christ.
有人说神是好的,因为他给了我们永生的生命。
But in this world, I don't know what to do to live a godly life.
但是我不知道在这个世界上我应该有什么办法能过一个敬虔的生活。
But here it says, His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
但是这个样讲的,这所有的事情,我们都是要如果我们过一个敬虔的生活,神已经告诉我们了。
In a sense, God has given us a toolbox that we can use.
所以神给了我们一个像一个工具箱一样,我们可以用。Let's
look at some of the tools that God has given us.
所以下面我们来看一下神给我们一些什么样的工具呢?
First, what the knowledge of God.
首先是对于神的知识。This
is the first tool for godly living.
这是第一个工具，我们可以让帮助我们过敬虔的生活。
Knowing Jesus,
知道耶稣。
This is the knowledge that we have when we.
这是一个知识，我们当成为基督徒的时候，我们就应该得到的。
The knowledge that's grounded in history was Peter being one of many eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ.
这个知识是基于很多历史的证据，而且是彼得亲自见证过的。
This knowledge is not a secret.
这个不是什么秘密的
It is confirmable through history
是可以确认的一个在历史上可以确认的一个知识
It is not some secret knowledge as some of the Gnostic heresies
不是一些秘密只有一些人才能了解的
Nor is God unknowable as some agnostic philosophy first believe
历史上有一个教派叫诺斯底主义 他们是认为这个神不可认识
We can verify objectively who God is through Jesus.
但是我们可以客观的来证实神是存在的。More
than that, we know more than the facts about God.
进一步，我们不光是知道关于神的一些事实。
We have a knowledge that comes from a relationship with God.
我们也有一个知识，因为是我们跟神有一个直接的关系。
God makes himself known to us. That's the first.
神让他自己
The second tool we have is that we've been called by God.
第二个工具我们有的是我们被神呼召。
Like the disciples, we've been called by God for a purpose.
就像神的使徒一样，我们被召是有一个目的的。
Peter, Andrew, John, James, they were fishing when Jesus called them to be fishers of men.
彼得、安德鲁还有约翰和雅各，他们被召的时候，他们都是钓打鱼的。
The apostles had a special call to be the foundation of the church.
他们被神呼召的一个目的，他们是成为这个早期教会的一个基石。
We're all called by God is no less.
而我们被神的呼召其实并不比这少。
We're called by to God's own glory and excellence.
我们被神呼召是因为了显示神的荣耀和他的美德。
What does glory mean?
荣耀意味着什么呢?
Let's watch a short video.
我们看一个短的视频。
Oh, yeah. Yes? Okay.
这个是 Oprah, 是一个美国电视节目主持人。 这是NBA的一个以前的明星叫魔术师约翰逊，他得了很多奖，他向这个电视节目主持人 Oprah 显示他的这个得奖杯的一个房间。Okay.
All right, that's good. So we get idea. Okay, so we get this idea that he's very proud of these trophies, right? He wants to display them.
所以我们看到这个约翰逊，他是非常的自豪，因为他得到了很多的这个奖杯。
NBA Hall of Famer gives Oprah a tour of his trophy room. In fact, he builds his room around his trophies.
所以他把他所有的奖杯放在他这个房间里面，成为一个展览一样。
NBA championships. Trophy, ring.
还有这个NBA的这个冠军奖杯，还有他的指环。
And Oprah's obviously impressed.
显然这个Oprah是非常的，对他印象非常深刻。
We are called to glory beyond stuff like this. This is a cheap imitation glory.
我们被召是为了一些更高的荣耀，因为其实这些展示荣耀只是一个真正荣耀的一个模仿。
We're called to the highest excellence.
我们被召是为了最高的荣耀。
In a sense, we are the trophies on God's display case.
在某种意义上说，我们是神的这个奖杯，在放在我们的展示。
When the world walks by, God points to us and says, "Look, He displays my glory."
当世界从我们身边走过的时候，神。
Look at his life.
看看他的生活.
My excellence can be seen in his life.
我的美德，我的荣耀，在他身上可以看得到.
Ephesians 2:10 uses the word workmanship.
在以弗所书2:10说到，这个他整，这是我们都是他的工作.
When the world sees us, they see a shining display of God's trophy, the trophy.
当人们看见我们的时候，他们看见这个神的一个奖杯，在这个展示一样。
We call for a purpose.
我们被呼召是有一个目的的。
The Bible says that the stars display God's glory.
圣经说天上的星都展示神的荣耀。
As we gaze into a night sky, we know that there's an infinitely powerful and beautiful creator.
所以我们当我们看见这个晚上这个星空的时候，我们看到。 这个无限能力和美丽的创造造物者。
Yeah, what's more valuable to God? It is us.
但是神更珍视的是我们。
In this world, we become we're blameless and pure, children of God without fault in warped and crooked generation.
所以神让我们成为一个无可指责、诚实无畏，在这 弯曲悖逆的世界上做神无瑕疵的儿女。
And we will shine, we will glory among them like stars in the sky.
你们醒在这世代中好像明光照耀。
We are God's calling to display His glory and excellence.
我们有神的呼召让我们来展示他的荣耀和他的美德。
And this calling itself is a tool that God gives us to enable us to live godly lives.
所以这个呼召也是另外一个工具，神给我们，让我们能够过一个敬虔的生活。
The third tool we have to live godly lives is the promises that God gives us in Scripture.
第三个工具我们所有的是神给我们的这本圣经。
The promises of eternal life, promises that God will reward those who seek Him, promises that God will never leave us.
圣经里面也给我们很多应许，应许我们神会给我们永生的生命，神永远不会离开我们。
Promises that God will hear our prayers, promises of forgiveness of sin and peace with God.
神也应许我们，神会听我们的祷告，他会赦免我们的罪，让我们与神和好。
Promises of wisdom to those who seek it and promise of escape from temptation.
也应许我们那个愿意寻求神的人得到他的智慧。
Promises that He will supply all for needs.
神也给我们的应许是让我们能够给我们所有所需要的。
Bible is full of promises.
所以圣经里其实上充满了很多很多这样的应许。
The Bible also gives us knowledge and instruction for life.
圣经也给了我们知识和我们要过生活的一个指导。
It may not be an encyclopedia to satisfy all of our curiosities.
当然圣经并不是像一个百科全书一样，好像能够满足我们所有的好奇心。
In the Bible, I cannot find what kind of diet I must maintain to starve off heart disease.
在圣经里呢，我找不到我应该吃什么样的这个食物，才能让我们不会得这个心脏病。
Even certain things about God are not revealed in the Bible.
有些事情关于神的事情也没有在圣经里讲得非常明确。
For example, we're never given clear answer to such important questions as why did God allow evil to come to His good creation in the first place?
举例来说的话，譬如说圣经从来没有给我们一个很明确的回答关于说为什么神会让这些恶事来到这个世界上。
However, the knowledge and instructions in the Bible do give us sufficient information to live godly lives.
但是这个圣经给我们的知识和教导，给到我们足够的一个让我们能够过敬虔生活。
The Bible teaches us how to live in this fallen world in a way that pleases God.
圣经教导我们在这一个堕落的世界里面，我们怎么样过一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
Imagine what kind of trophy would be if we can obey the knowledge that's given to us in the Bible.
你可以想象，我们如果能够遵守圣经给我们这些教导的话，我们将是一个多么美好的这个奖杯。
Of course, having a Bible sit on shelf does not make it a good tool. We have to read it and study it.
但是如果圣经只是在一个书架上，对我们来说积灰的话，对我们来说没有什么帮助。我们应该需要不断的读圣经。
If you've been coming to this church quite a bit, you realize we use the Bible quite a bit.
如果你来这个教会一段时间之后，你会发现我们这个教会用圣经是相当多的。
We don't teach how to raise children from psychology, the Bible.
我们教育小孩子怎么成长，我们不是靠我们一些心理学的这些最新的研究。
When we talk about how to love our neighbors,
那我们教我们怎么样爱我们的邻居。
We don't look to the newest political movements to teach us how to impact the world.
我们并不是去看这个一些最新的政治运动，那些我们怎么样去影响这个世界。
I'm not saying that we discount scientific studies or ignore political theory.
我并不是说这个我们并不是说这个科学上的一些研究发现和政治运动并不重要。
But those things are used used by the Bible to help us apply the truths given to the Bible.
但是我要强调的是，因为这些事情都要是在圣经的基础上来解释和理解。
And those other sources of truth and knowledge are not a basis for our behavior or ethical.
那些事情并不能成为我们行为和道德上的一个标准。
The Bible and promises are what we need, all that we need.
圣经和它的应许是所有我们需要的，是这是我们所有我们需要过一个敬虔生活的。
We will talk more about this in our English Sunday School class starting this week.
我们可能要进一步讨论这个问题，在我们英文的主日学开始这个星期的时候。
The last tool that we have here that's listed is that we're partakers of the divine nature.
另外一点我们要提到的是，我们是神，是一个神的性情的一个。
We're no longer under control of the corrupt. This divine nature does not mean that we're part of God, but it does mean that we have a new nature that's similar, that's like God, that is godly.
说我们有神的性情，并不是说我们是成了神的一部分，而是说我们有这个神的，展现了神的这个性情。
In Christ, we're a new creature. The old has gone, and the new is here.
在耶稣里面，我们是新造的。老的已经走了，新的来。
In our own nature, we were enslaved to sin. We have no option but to sin.
我们老的这个性情是被罪所困。
But our divine nature, our new nature, we're free from sin. It is not corrupt. Sin is foreign.
但是我们的新的性情是跟罪没有，是脱离了罪的，它不是一个败坏的。
Yeah, we will struggle with sin, we will at times fail, but our nature is changed.
我们会持续不断的跟这个罪有做挣扎，因为这个我们性情需要改变有时候。
On the internet, there's a lot of odd things.
在internet上有很多奇怪的事情。
Of the strangest things I've come across on the internet is a group of cat owners.
对，我觉得一个最奇怪的事情是我发现在网上有一群这个猫的宠物的主人。
The owners themselves in this case are vegetarian.
这些猫的主人们他们是素食主义者。
And they object to eating meat for various reasons.
他们反对吃肉。
That itself is not too odd. But what is odd is that, and kind of amusing to me, is that they want their cats to be vegetarians also.
这个其实他们要吃素，我都觉得不怎么奇怪。但是奇怪的是，他们让他们的猫也吃素。
Scientific American responds to one letter from a cat owner who wants to put his diet, the cat's diet, on a vegetarian diet.
科学美国人有一个人回信给他们这些其中一个人说，他们想让猫成为素食。
Unlike dogs and other omnivores, cats are true so-called obligate carnivores.
这个现象这么说，说不像那个狗和其他的这个杂食动物一样，这个猫其实是一个肉食动物。They
meet their nutritional needs by consuming other animals and have a higher requirement than many other mammals, protein requirement.
他说这个猫它需要吃这个肉，因为它需要这个更多的这个蛋白质的供应，需要从那个其他的这个动物身上得到。
Cats get certain key nutrients from meat, including taurine. Anyways, cats need meat.
这个猫它需要一些关键的这些营养，来自于这个肉的一些营养，像牛黄酸，有一个叫硫磺酸，另外叫花生四烯酸，维生素 A 和维生素 B 12。
So these things can't be sufficiently obtained from plant-based food.
这个其实从这个素食里头是植物上得不到的。
With the steady supply of these nutrients, cats can suffer from liver and heart problems, not to mention skin irritation, hearing loss.
如果没有这些供应这些营养的话，猫就会得这个肝和心脏方面的一些问题。
I don't think my response would be so diplomatic.
但我觉得我的反应可能并不会这么策略性的一样。
Cats eat meat. And they need meat to survive. It's their nature. It dictates that they must eat meat to survive.
因为猫是肉食动物，它需要吃肉，所以才能生存。
At times it may chew on grass.
它有时候它也许吃吃草，偶尔吃吃草。
But its nature dictates that it eat.
但它的本性决定它必须吃肉。
If you change the nature of a cat, you have to change its teeth.
如果你要改变这个猫的这个本性的话，你必须要改变它的牙齿。
You have to change its intestines.
要改变它这个肠子的结构
The microfauna in guts
甚至改变它的肠道的这个微生物的结构
Whatever other physiological nature change
或者其他一些它这个生理上的一些变化这样才让它
Then it may eat grass like a rabbit
这样之后它才能像这个兔子一样吃草
This is what it means to have a new nature
这就是我意味着说什么叫一个新的这个本性
If we were once a cat and now we're a rabbit That's kind of like a new nature
如果我们曾经说我们曾经是个猫现在成了兔子的话
We can't by our nature do the same things we used
to 所以根据我们这个本性的话我们就不能去做同样的事情了
And without a changing nature the sinner must continue to sin just as a cat must continue to
如果没有这个在我们性情里头没有一个改变的话我们这些罪人就会继续去犯罪就像猫一样继续吃肉一样
But with a changing nature say the cat is not a rabbit
但如果我们这个本性或者性情有改变的话假如说猫变成了正在变成一只兔子的话
He cannot continue to eat meat without severe digestive problems
所以这个兔子它就不能吃肉了否则它会有很多这个肠道的消化道的问题
So it is with our divine nature.
所以用我们这个神的这个性情，然后有了神的性情的话
，we can no longer tolerate and live in sin without great discomfort.
我们就不能再容忍和生活在这个罪里面。
God has given us a gift.
神给了我们很多的礼物。
In fact, He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
神给了我们所有我们能关于生活和我们这个过尽情生活的这个
We have all these tools.
我们有所有的这些工具了
Now what do we do?
那现在我们该做什么呢
Do all of us automatically live godly lives except because God has granted these gifts to us?
我们就会自动去过尽情的生活吗因为神给了我们这些礼物
Verses 5 through 7 gives us that Part of that answer.
第五章和第七节是给我们一些关于这个答案。
For faith, you must add on virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, love.
所以这里面常常讲说，我们有了信心之后呢，又要加上德行、知识、节制、忍耐、即勤进、爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
We're commanded to do something.
我们被要求做一些事情。
We're to add onto our faith with every effort.
我们会被要求在我们的信心基础上增加更多的努力。
Our calling by God is not simply a passive thing. We must respond.
所以被神呼召不仅仅是一个被动的事情，我们要有回应。
In fact, there's a great danger if we do not add to our faith these virtues.
其实如果我们不加上这些美德的话，其实是一件危险的事情。
If we are unfruitful, ineffective,
我们就不会结果子，我们也会不会变得一个有效的，对神来说并不是有效的。
We're so nearsighted as if we're blind.
我们就会变得非常短视。
What a waste of God's gift.
神给我们这些礼物，我们就会浪费了一样。
If God has given us everything we need to live lives pleasing to God, and we put those gifts aside, are we not wasting our lives?
如果我们神给了我们这所有这些礼物，让我们能够过一个尽情的生活，但是我们就不用这些礼物，把它放在旁边，我们是不是在浪费我们的生命呢
？How can we become a glorious display of God's trophy of God's trophy room if we don't add things to our faith？
如果我们不在我们的信心的基础上加上这些美德的话，我们怎么样才会成为神的这个荣耀的一个战利品呢
？How odd would it be to see a dirty rag in the place of a trophy？
像这个，你可以想象，我们就好像是在这个奖杯的展示物里的这个破布一样放在那里。
Peter says to make every effort to confirm your calling election.
所以神在说，你们应该更加殷勤。
Peter is not teaching that if we offend our brother one time, or we violate the virtues of brotherly affection, we cannot enter God's kingdom.
彼得在这里并不是说，如果我们有时候偶尔有时候我们没有我们这个冒犯了我们的兄弟姐妹，或者我们没有遵守神的这些教导的话，我们就不能进入神的国。
However, if we do not live godly lives,
但是如果我们不过这个敬虔的生活呢?
If at every turn we live as those people who do not know God,
如果在我们生命的每一个时刻我们都和那些不认识神的人一样,
as people with no purpose and no calling,
和这些没有生活没有目的或者没有得到护照的人一样, 或者他们一些 忽略神的话的人,
and live as people without a divine nature,
或者一个没有神的这个性情的人一样,
then how can we even be sure that we're called by God in the first place?
我们怎么能够确信我们是被神呼召了呢?
At best, we'll be pathetic, blind, and ineffective creatures.
最多我们就是一些可怜的、瞎眼的、无用的一些被造物。
At worst, we prove that we were never called by God.
或者更糟糕的话，我们可能证明我们从来就没有被神呼召过。
I want you to do some homework this week.
所以有些 家庭作业你们可以做。
Examine your life.
检查你们的生活。
Are you adding to your faith with it?
你是不是在你的信心的基础上加上了更多的努力呢?
Are you adding these things, virtue, knowledge, self-control, to your faith?
你是不是加了这些美德，像带知识，然后你的这个自我自制这方面加了？
Other areas of weakness.
或者在有些领域，有些方面，你可能是你的这个软弱的地方。
Other tools.
是不是有一些工具你可以用呢？
That God has already given you.
神已经给了这些给你们。
On to filling some of those weaknesses.
帮你来克服你的这些软弱的地方。
As you examine yourself, I hope that your examination will confirm all the election.
我希望你们这 在检查自己的生活的时候，你们能够确认你们的蒙召。
And if you find your life in such a mess,
如果你发现生命中有什么问题的话，
and you can't even confirm your calling,
如果你就不能确认你的这个呼召，
there's still time to repent. This is something we all need to do.
我们还有机会来悔罪。
Remember, if God has given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness, then we had no excuses.
所以神给了我们所有的工具，我们可以让我们过一个敬虔的生活，我们就没有借口了。
We cannot say to God, the reason I failed is because you made me this way.
我们都不能跟神说我失败了，是因为你让我做成这样的。
We can't blame our failures on our circumstances or our demographics.
我们就不能抱怨是我们的失败，是因为我们的这个一些我们所处的境况啊，或者我们的这个一些社会的状况造成的。
We must take personal responsibility before God.
我们要这个每个人都要负这个个人一个责任。
Peter says we have obtained a faith of equal value.
彼得说我们已经得到了和他同样的这个信心。
Let us add to that faith these virtues.
让我们在信心的基础上加上美德。
Let us confirm for calling.
让我们在蒙召和警醒上是坚定不移。